3. New hire training.
I suppose I should have mentioned that I'm in the middle of my beginner quests, I pointed out as Nick and I walked towards L. The armed crossbow felt heavy on my arm, and I was worried it might be a hindrance in combat. Alfred had assured me I would adapt in time, and even said it would make a fantastic choice to go with my chosen style.
Fine with me. I may have to fight some mobs for my quest, so I'd feel better if you had some more skills and XP anyway, he replied.
I was wondering if the stutter was nerves or a tick IRL that translated into the game. By the way, it seemed rude to ask.
Well, interesting choice, Jack, Elle exclaimed as she looked at my new weapon. And you made a friend? Hello, Nick. I'm disappointed you declined my training.
Sorry, Elle, but direct combat isn't for me, and only other gnomes can teach the skills for my gadgets, Nick responded.
Weird. He seems less nervous when talking to NPCs.
That seems to be the case. While I cannot reveal another adventurer's vitals, his body language is remarkably different when talking to NPCs, such as Elle.
That's what I thought, but maybe not something I should bring up to someone I just met.
Well, this means I finished your first task, right? I asked my trainer.
Very true, and how clever of you to realize it was only your first, she said with her now signature evil smirk.
Rogue One complete. Received. 50 XP. Short sword, times 2. Basic arm crossbow.
My XP bar briefly appeared in my vision, showing I was halfway to level 2.
Not bad. Rogue 2. Objective. Train with L. Reward. New combat skills. Accept, yes or no?
Yes.
I eagerly accepted the new quest with a smile on my face. And this will get me to level 2.
Oh, someone thinks this will be fun, Elle said with a sinister grin.
Without warning, Elle was attacking with the pommel of her sword right to my temple. Minus 5 HP.
Ouch!
What the hell?
I managed to get out while holding the side of my head.
Don't swear at me, human. You didn't even try to avoid or interrupt the attack. Your head hurts because of you, she said without the anger I'd expect from her words.
Almost like speaking to a child who did something stupid that you expected them to do, but you're still disappointed by. Well, I certainly felt like an idiot.
So that's how you teach me? Hitting me first? I asked, still aching from the hit.
Her sinister grin came back.
Of course. Now that you've been hit and injured, I'm absolutely certain you will do what you can to avoid the experience in the future.
Well, she certainly had a point. Okay, what do I need to learn first? I asked. Noticing her smile became less sinister and more genuine.
Well, let's start with the worst option, she said matter-of-factly.
Why the worst first? I asked, genuinely confused.
So when we finish on the best, you'll fully understand why it's the best.
She gave me an almost cheesy grin. Painful though they were, her methods made sense in a sort of sadistic way.
First, blocking, she instructed. Hold your sword out like this for a horizontal attack from outside. And bend at the elbow a little. You want it to have some give.
I did as instructed, and she attacked with her blade.
Minus 3 HP. Minus 2 SP.
Wait, only 40% damage reduction and I lost stamina? I did not care for that result.
That's correct, sir, Alfred explained. Blocking with a weapon will reduce damage taken, but the damage you avoided will come out of your stamina. Blocking with a shield provides further reduction at a better ratio depending on the shield.
Right. Blocking is worst. Got it, I said.
Elle's logic made sense now.
Not a bad block, but since you aren't geared towards blocking, it's going to be inefficient. Try with two swords now,
Elle said, interrupting the aside between Alfred and I.
Minus 1 HP, minus 3 SP.
Better ratio, but still awful.
Okay, now I see why you said it was the worst option. No blocking for me, I said, as I shook the soreness out of my arm.
Don't completely discard it. It's not the best option in almost literally any instance, but sometimes it's your only option.
I really couldn't think of a situation where I would want to go through this. Well, what's the next option? I really hoped it was a solid improvement.
Parrying, of course. Similar concept, except instead of absorbing the force with your weapon, you're going to use it to redirect my attack, she said before immediately launching into another assault.
After a few failed attempts and some slight cuts, I finally managed a successful parry.
Minus 7 SP.
While I certainly appreciated not taking damage, the stamina drain was fairly intense, relatively speaking.
I don't know that I'm a big fan of that method either,
I said as I watched my SP gauge slowly refill.
Let me guess, too much stamina drain, even though you don't take damage? That's because you're using the wrong weapon for it. Still not your ideal defense, she stated matter-of-factly.
I decided to take the cue.
And what exactly is my ideal defense? I said, taking the bait.
The sinister grin came back.
Uh-oh. That's easy. Don't get hit.
After probably 15 minutes of getting smacked with a sword, interrupted by several rest-slash-healing breaks, I picked up my first skill.
New skill, light armor, level 1. Plus 1% defense increase, minus 1% stamina consumption from movement per level.
What does that mean, Alfred?
It reduces stamina usage when running or climbing, but not attacking, defending, or dodging.
Oh, good to know.
About 5 minutes later, I finally managed to avoid an attack without leaving myself even more open for the follow-up.
-4 SP.
Yes! I said with a fist pump. I now saw why she said this was best. No damage and less SP than a parry.
Good job. Now attack.
I frowned at that.
Exactly how am I supposed to do that? I asked.
It seemed impossible, considering I was barely able to avoid her attacks, much less launch my own.
She shook her head in disappointment. You've been watching me attack you with a short sword for half an hour and you haven't picked up anything.
Well, she had a point. I thought for a moment about her movements and how she held her sword and started doing my best to emulate it. Not a single attack landed.
Not bad. You won't hit me like that, but you're doing well. Now try with the other sword, one after the other. The offhand will feel awkward at first, but do your best to follow a similar motion,
she stated as if speaking to a small child trying to learn to write. She basically said, you're going to suck at this, so try not to suck too bad. On that, she was definitely right. My main hand missed by inches, but it felt like my offhand missed by miles.
It's normal. Unfortunately, dual wielding is a very awkward style in the beginning, but maybe you'll luck out and find something easier to hit for practice, she said with a wink.
With that, my next notifications appeared. Rogue 2 complete. Received. 50 XP. Short swords. Dual wielding. Block. Parry. Dodge. New skill. Short swords. Level 1. Plus 1% chance to hit. Plus 1% damage per level. New skill. Dual wielding, level 1, plus 1% offhand chance to hit, plus 1% attack speed per level. New skill, block, level 1, plus 1% chance to block, minus 1% stamina drain per level. New skill, parry, level 1, plus 1% chance to parry per level. New skill, dodge, level 1, plus 1% chance to dodge per level. Level up, you have reached level 2. You are awarded the following. +3 agility, +5 intellect, +1 endurance, +5 free attribute points.
Woo! Now keep in mind, you're going to learn tons of new skills just by trying to do whatever it is you're trying to learn, except primary weapon skills. You're going to need a trainer for that, and I swear to the gods I will cry if you find someone else to train you in a weapon I can teach,
Al explained with a wink.
Somehow I still don't think crying would be the real end result.
All right, finally got my first level up points.
Alfred, any suggestions?
I asked, unsure of what route to take.
Well, sir, your intellect should grow quite well on its own based on your class and traits. You also have a significant boost to agility. I would suggest strength and constitution for now. This provides a boost to damage and survivability that will serve you well early on. Additionally, higher-end equipment will have certain minimum requirements to equip effectively, he explained.
Fair enough. Let's go with 3 strength and 2 vitality, I decided, adding the points and ending up somewhat disappointed I didn't see bigger immediate gains. I guess it was to be somewhat expected after just a single level of stat gains. The boost to stamina was more substantial, considering I gained an increase in SP from 2 stats that increased every level.
Well, guess you're itching to try these new skills out, yeah? L broke me out of my min-max reverie.
Hope so, because your next quest is to practice. However, it's up to you to figure out what to practice on.
Rogue 3. Objective. Raise short sword skill to 5. Dual wielding skill to 5. And at least one defense skill to 5. Bonus objective. Raise all defense skills to 5. Reward, 100 XP. Class weapon. Unknown for bonus objective. Accept, yes or no?
Yes?
Who wouldn't want new weapons?
I honestly didn't even know why it asked.
Turn on auto accept for quests. You can turn this feature off or modify which quests to accept later. Yes or no?
Yes!
Thankful for the mind reading, I then turned my attention to Nick.
All right, let's get you some nerd powers and find me a place to kill shit, I said, rubbing my hands together eagerly.
Wait, Nick said in alarm.
Nerd powers?